Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and the Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 3 of Nedarim, Mishnah Zion. Yesterday we discussed someone making a neder, a vow, against people who go down to the ocean and how to interpret that. And the general rule we're going to see today also is for Nedarim, Holech Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. So this is a phrase from the Gemara, Holech, we go, Achar, after, Lashon, the speech, B'nei Adam, of regular people. So if someone uses a certain word or a certain phrase in a neder, and you know, if it's vague, then we could allow them to explain it and interpret it, as we had discussed previously. But if it's not vague, if people always use this phrase to mean a certain thing, then it means that thing in their neder. So we'll see again today some examples of Holech Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. In the Darim, we use normal, colloquial understanding of what the words mean. So Zion, Hanodim Meroe Hahama. Someone makes a vow against those who see the sun. Usser Af Besumin. He can't have benefit even from blind people. Even though blind people literally do not see the sun. Shlonit Kavanzeh, because his real intention is not that, but what how people normally understand this. Elamisha Hama Roa Oto. That people whom the sun sees. Now, obviously, the sun has no eyeballs. The sun doesn't literally see. But when people say roe chama, they mean whoever the sun shines upon. So anyone except for fish in the ocean or troglodytes in the caves or a fetus in utero, everyone else is someone the sun sees, even if they are blind. Mishnah Chayet, Mishnah number 8, Hanoder Mishchori Harosh. Someone takes a vow against those of black hair. Usser Bekirchin. He's also forbidden to benefit from bald men, ubalei sevot, and men of old age who may have silver or white hair. Umutar ben nashim v'katanim. But he can have benefit. This vow does not affect women and children. And the Mishnah explains, based on the concept of halach achar lashon b'nei adam, we go after the normal use of terms, she'ein nikrain shechoy rosh, people are not called dark hair people, ele anoshim. Only men are actually called that, at least in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara. And the Rav Bartner explains here, this is very interesting, he says, because sometimes men don't cover their hair, or they cover part of their hair, and you can see that they have black hair. But typically women would cover their hair, so you couldn't tell what their hair color was, and children were running around without a hat or a kippah or anything all day long. Now obviously, and therefore, when someone says dark hair, they're referring to men, that you could see their hair. Obviously, in modern times, the custom is to wear some form of head covering, even a small kippah, something, to signify that we have Yirat Shemayim. It's called a yarmulke, which is like yira, like awe of Malka, of the king. It's a yarmulke. It's a segula for having an awareness that God is above us, so we will scrutinize our own actions and be careful, which is yira is being careful, because we don't want to impinge on the honor of Hashem. And it's a very, very important custom, but it is a custom. So if someone only has the money to either buy tzitzis, to buy a talis katan, or a kippah, then obviously the tzitzit is more important, though the kippah, of course, thank God, is caught on and become very common. Even the Pope wears one sometimes, so it's a very good segula for Yirat Shemayim. It's also interesting that the Mishnah mentions most men have dark hair. We actually know that Yaakov Avinu probably had red hair, because he had a twin brother, Esav, who specifically the Torah says had his red hair. So there actually were a lot of redheads in ancient times among the Jewish people as well, though in Mishnaic times, the Mishnah points out that most men at least had dark hair. And that's what we see in our Mishnah today. Yashar Kochachem, be well.